Watch out. Guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. That spirit of the world that can corrupt the good things. So I guess it is proper and fitting on this day when the world would be celebrating love. And for most of the people, they'll be celebrating a deformed version of love. A secular sense of entitlement or utility, a utility version of the human person, or an emotional type of response. It's good for us to be gathered around the altar of the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, to be warned against the leaven of the world, so as not to confuse ourselves with what is true love. What does love demand and what does love give? Because first love it demands a response. When we gather around the Holy Cross and we gather around the altar, we're called here. The Lord calls us to model His gift and respond in kind with a total gift of self, one to the other. And this is why the church would holds marriage in such a high regard, for that natural institution that has been elevated to a sacrament as a revelation of God's love, for the Trinitarian love of itself, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the common love of relationship that these three persons have, revealed to us in Christ's love for the church and modeled for us in the marital love of a husband and a wife. This is the true love to which we're all called, regardless of our vocation, the total gift of oneself to the other, completely entrusting, expecting nothing in return. A complete and total gift, an exchange of persons, complete and total entrustment of one to the other. A message of love that we don't get very often from the world. From the movies and the music, the commercials, the greeting cards, the sitcoms, everything. Our culture has profaned love. And again, it's good and it's fitting that we come here on this morning when the world is celebrating love to be reminded of what true love is. Guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Herods. Guard against the false notion of love from the world. And this we can turn to the saints Mother Church gives us today. Well, St. Valentine is a real saint. In the early church, was a priest, maybe a bishop, was beheaded. He's a martyr. So if we were to celebrate him, we'd be wearing red, not for love of Hallmark, but the blood. Red blood, the red love of martyrdom. He gave his life for the church. But the saints we have, St. Cyril and Methodius, these two bishops, or two brothers, one was a priest, one became a bishop. They were successful in their secular careers, impelled by the love of God, became religious, and went to the Slavic people and invented an alphabet. They invented a written language for these people so that they could spread the gospel. Compelled by love, they gave of their lives entirely to this foreign people. They went out of the comfort of their established lives to go and spread the love of Jesus and gave themselves completely to these people. A true sign of love, a true sign of faith. Noah found favor with the Lord. Noah wasn't told what type of destruction was coming. He was just told to build an ark. The revelation of the waters didn't come until later. Noah was a man of love, followed the instructions, surrendered his own will and said yes to the Lord, built a boat, through which salvation was brought to the rest of humanity. Christ and the gospel was in the boat. The boat we now know is the church, is a symbol of the church. So from the very beginning of salvation, God was giving us a model of the boat, a model of the church in which we find salvation. And some have written about the dimensions of the ark are similar to the dimensions of a man, and the side of the port where the men and the animals came through models the side of Christ, which was pierced on Calvary, through which salvation comes. The image of love, of life-giving, in both senses of that word. Christ gave his life so that we might have life. He gave us life by the giving of his life. The model of true love found in the boat, found in the church, found on the altar. Let us not be corrupted by a false notion of love, of sentiment, of emotion, but the true self-sacrificing, self-surrendering love of Christ and of so many saints that Mother Church gives us. It's our invitation as well. And as St. Augustine says, love and do as you will. Amen.